calling this conference committee on House File 2497, the Education Omnibus Bill to Order. It is Thursday, May 4th, and we are going to adopt some of the articles that have that we have agreement because they are the same. They're the same in the House and they're the same in the Senate. And so we will be taking a vote on this. And there are, I believe there are copies, but it's also posted on the House website and the Senate website. So you can go to either one of those online and take a look at them. But I think we will begin. So the first article is Article 1, and this is proposed, same and similar. And the first one is Senate Section 25 and House Section 27. And I'm going to ask Chair Joachim, are you Chair Joachim, would you like to move the adoption of House Section 27 and Senate Section 24?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would like to move that.
All right. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Oh, sure. So the suggestion was made that we ask a nonpartisan staff to give a little brief introduction or explanation of it. So we will do that going forward. Next is Article 1, House File 28, or excuse me, House Section 28 and Section Senate Section 26. If we could have a brief explanation.
Madam Chair and members, the plan is to adopt the Senate section, which is a section that clarifies the duties of the school trust lands director.
Thank you so much. Okay, and pointed out to me that we're taking the Senate side of this this article or this section, and maybe for time to be timely, would you please go through and explain the next one, Senate File 6, excuse me, Senate Section 6 and House Section 32.
And Madam Chair and members, that is a facilities fund transfer for the Burnsville Egan Savage School District.
Any questions?
Madam Chair.
Senator McQuaid.
I believe I'm following along with the language. I believe that might be Senate Section 5. It's not? Okay. That's how it is in my side-by-side.
One of them had a typo.
Ah. Is that the one that had the typo?
Ms. Jelseth?
Madam Chair, members, we're just looking into that. I know on the summary, I think that was the one that had a typo. It said 5 or 6 and should have been the other number. So please,
okay.
Please.
We'll take a quick look.
Madam Chair, members, if members are going into their side-by-side language on page R25A1, it is Senate Section 5.
So we will make that correction on our sheets. And members, under Senate Section, the last one, Article 6, is actually Article 5. Thank you for finding that, Senator McQuaid. Mm-hmm. All right. So moving on, Chair Joachim, would you like to move to adopt Senate Section 26?
Yes, Madam Chair.
So all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any nay? All right. That section, Senate Section 26 was adopted. Now we will move on to the next section. And again, Chair Joachim, would you like to move to adopt Senate Section 5 for adoption?
That's Senate Section 5, House Section 32. Yes, I do, Madam Chair.
All right. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? All right. Senate Section 5 is adopted. All right, let's move on to the next one. And this has quite a few in Article 2. And if you look down your page, we will, these are again same items. And this first page that you see here is, are all, we will be adopting the House proposition. So if nonpartisan would perhaps go through each one very quickly with a quick explanation, that would be great.
Madam Chair, members, yes. Should I go through all of them or one and by?
You can just go through one and give an explanation of why we have so many here.
thank you, Madam Chair, members. Section, Christina Parra from House Research. Article 2, House Section 1. Senate Section 1, it's the same language, the requirements for instructors. It's modifying the requirement for who can qualify to provide instruction for purposes of compulsory instruction.
Any questions? Okay. Would you can we adopt the next one? Representative Kreisha.
Just by way of expediency, we could just go through them all and adopt them all at once.
That's what I was thinking.
I would appreciate that.
All right. So, Ms. Parra, would you like to just continue?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair, members. The next section, section number 3 on the House side, section 2 on the Senate side, modifies the definition of required standard. This is part of the academic standards section. Section 5 on the House side and 4 on the Senate side it clarifies the commissioner's authority to amend rules regarding academic standards. Section 6 on the House side and 5 on the Senate side requires local career and technical education standards to align with, it's a technical change for career and technical education standards. Section 12 on the House side and Section 2 on the Senate side adds services to the statute on gifted programs. Section 16 on the House side and 8 on the Senate side eliminates terminology used under the No Child Left Behind Act. Section 17 on the House side and Section 9 on the Senate side strikes definitions used in the statewide and local assessment statute. Section 18 on the House side and 10 on the Senate side changes a date on the limits on local testing statute. Section 19 on the House side and Section 11 on the Senate side removes an obsolete references to related to state growth measures. This is in the statewide testing statute. Section 20 on the House side and 12 on the Senate side removes an obsolete reference to state growth targets, again, for the state testing. Section 21 on the House side and Section 7 on the Senate side requires the commissioner to develop and maintain resources. This is under the student bullying statute. Section 43 on the House side and Section 15 on the Senate side modifies the timeline for notifying a non-resident school district about enrollment. Section 47 on the House side and Section 17 on the Senate side modifies the absence periods for PSEO students. Section 48 on the House side and Section 6 on the Senate side is a new statute. It's on online instruction. Section 49 on the House side and Section 21 on the Senate side modifies the learning year program statute. Section 53 on the House side and 22 on the Senate side modifies the minimum age of participation in adult basic education courses. Section 55 and Section 23 on the Senate side modifies the commissioner's duties under the Achievement and Integration Statute. Section 63 on the House side and 31 on the Senate side is a revisor instruction relating to statewide assessment statutory provisions. Madam Chair, those are the provisions in Article 2.
Are there any questions? Seeing none, all in favor of adopting these House sections, say aye.
Aye.
Any not or in opposed? They are adopted. All right. Next, we have Article 6, and these are Senate provisions. And so just as before, if our Senate nonpartisan would go through and give a little explanation about it, and then we will vote.
Madam Chair and members, this is the article on charter schools. House Section 2 and Senate Section 2 are related to charter schools complying with certain state laws. Section 3 of the House file, Section 3 of the Senate file requires charter schools comply with English Learners Act. Section 4 of the House file, Section 4 of the Senate file clarifies the length of a charter school authorizer's term. Section 5 of the House file, Section 5 of the Senate file regards authorizer withdrawal requirements. Section 7 of the House file, Section 7 of the Senate file relate to the authorizer's affidavit that's filed with the commissioner. House Section 8 and Senate Section 8 relate to the authorizer approving a school's application to add grades or sites. Section 9 of the House file and Section 9 of the Senate file relate to charter schools, including a statement of the school's mission policies. Section 11 of the House file and Section 11 of the Senate file corrects the definition of a teacher for charter schools. Section 12 of the House file, Section 12 of the Senate file relate to who a charter school may lease buildings from. Section 13 of the House file and Section 13 of the Senate file relate to the affiliated nonprofit building corporations and limits their support to one school. Section 14 of the House file and Section 15 of the Senate file strike an obsolete reference.
Thank you, Ms. Lewis. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all in favor of adopting Article 6 same, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? They are adopted. We are Article 8, and this is a House provision. So if our House nonpartisan would like to do a little explanation.
Madam Chair, members, Tim Strom from House Research. Article 8, Section 16 is the lease levy for the Eastern Carver County School District. This provision's the same and found in the Senate file in Section 4.
Any questions? All right. All in favor of adopting Article 8 with the House provision, say aye.
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 Any opposed? They are adopted. Next is Article 9, and these are Senate provisions that are being adopted. So if Senate nonpartisan would do a brief explanation.
Madam Chair and members, Betsy Gelseth, nonpartisan analyst in the Senate. Section 2 from the House aligns with Section 19 in the Senate, and this clarifies that providing alternative meals not specifically related to dietary needs is prohibited under the respectful treatment requirements for school lunch program participants. House Section 5 and Senate Section 2 establishes requirements for a school library or school media center. A school library media center, House Section 6 and Senate Section 9 replace references to the citizen with resident. House Section 7 and Senate Section 10 make technical changes. House Section 8 and Senate Section 11 update references to Spanish speaking with multilingual learners. And then lastly, House Section 16 and Senate Section 30 instruct the reviser to replace all the terms like related to free lunch and free and reduced price lunch.
Thank you, Ms. Joseph. Any questions on those? All right. All in favor of adopting Article 9, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Article 9 Senate provisions are adopted. Here we have Article 13, and it is a House proposal. Go ahead.
Chair, members, thank you. This is the forecast article. Sections 1 to 26 are identical in the House and Senate bills, and these provisions correct past appropriations for forecast adjustments.
Thank you. Any questions? All right, all in favor of adopting the House provisions here in Article 13, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? They are adopted. We have one left to do. All right, so this is Article 8. This is the long-term facilities maintenance revenue, and this is obsolete language. Who would like to give a brief explanation because it's neither House nor Senate?
Madam Chair, members, for the long-term facilities maintenance program, a number of the provisions were phased in over 3 years, and this removes the phase-ins for the first 2 years, which are now about 5 or 6 years out of date.
Any questions on this? All right. All in favor of adopting Article 8, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? These provisions are accepted. With that, I don't know that we have any more work to do on our table. I know we got you over here for this quick one, but are there any questions or any comments that anybody needs to make?
Are we talking about anything at all, or are we?
pertaining to these articles. All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I don't know. Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
We'll let Chair Joachim also have a comment.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just wondering, just so we know, we are not going to be we are not going to be scheduling a meeting for tomorrow. I think folks need to get some other stuff done. We may or may not be coming in on Saturday.
TBD.
TBD, but I wanted to see, is it okay if you call in Representative Grisha? He seemed to have a question.
Sure, go ahead, Senator Grisha. Representative Grisha.
Yeah. We had a superintendent from War Road yesterday, and I know we have very similar language related to the American Indian mascots, but the Senate has a little bit different that gives some room for War Road as they're trying to work through this locally. I'm just bringing it up because I've been asked to talk about this. This to me seems like an issue that could be very quickly resolved. I mean, the only difference is allowing War Road to work through both the tribal nation and they've already stated they're doing that. So it seems to me like this is an issue that I would throw on the table that maybe we could move quickly to help give some War Road some certainty, mm-hmm. and that's what I would offer, but I'm just bringing it up. I mean, again, I'm not the chair. I'm just doing it out of respect for the conversation.
Thank you, Representative Grisha. And for those that maybe don't aren't quite familiar with this issue, War Road has a sports team that their mascot or their identity is the profile of a Native American person. and their name are the Warriors. And we have had requests to, there is a bill in place that I actually am the author of that would not allow schools or teams to adopt either the depiction or the name of anything that would be connected to our indigenous people here in Minnesota. And it's Article 4, Section 6, if you'd like to take a look in your books. And it's a controversial issue. There are tribes in Minnesota and across the nation that take great offense, and there are teams that take great pride in those issues. And so there is legislation both in the governor's bill, in the House bill, and in the Senate bill that would require any of those schools that still carry either the image or the name of the indigenous entity to be re-reviewed for approval to continue that. And War Road has a deep history with their indigenous people, but you know, and there are plenty of people that would like to be able to continue that process of using that identity. And there are a number of community members, as well as Native, non-Native, who feel it is inappropriate at this time. And so there are a couple of different ideas about how and if War Road or other schools would have to go back and be reapproved. War Road would like to be allowed to continue as it is. There, we did accept an amendment on the Senate floor. I don't know that the House and the governor are willing to accept that yet. So, Representative Kreisha, I don't think this is the time to do it, but we will continue to work through this issue and know that, you know, we are taking into consideration this issue in a very serious way. Any questions? All right. Any other issues that folks or ideas or thoughts they want to bring up? All right. Well, with that, I think we're going to then adjourn this conference committee on the education omnibus bill. We are adjourned.